Teachers open the door, but I must enter in by myself. This is the Absolute Philosopher here at Campo, California, University of Healing, University of Philosophy, and the Absolute Monastery. Teachers open the door, but I must enter by myself. The teachers make us aware that we know things, that we are already illumined inside of ourselves, that there is a wisdom in us that is waiting to shine forth. And teachers open that doorway and say to us, hey, this is good and very good. This is wonderful and very wonderful. And we say, yeah, that's true. We say, hey, that's a great idea, that's a great thought. And then we talk to others. And others who are in our same classes, in our same age level, they're experiencing those same things. They have the ability to have the awareness at that point in their consciousness. That's kind of exciting. The ability to have that awareness in that point of their consciousness. Are we created in such a way that we have the ability to be aware at certain years of our age, at certain times of our existence? Or do we always know things? Are we always aware of everything, but we're not aware that we are aware of everything? And because we're not aware that we are aware of everything, we sometimes miss the point. We miss the point that teachers open the door, but I must enter by myself. We all talk about people in our life who have been instrumental in inspiring us to be something greater than we had been before. We speak about these people who have touched our life in some very wonderful, very specific way, and they have opened the doorway for us to some very beautiful concepts, some very beautiful thoughts. And as they open this doorway, somebody else, another teacher, friend, or family, may have tried to discourage us from going into that doorway. And for a while, we were discouraged. For a while, we did not walk into that door. For a while, we felt perhaps that was not the right thing for us. We thought perhaps we were not talented, we were not good. In this world, if we allow ourselves to go where it seems reasonable to go where it is comfortable to go where knowledge would say to us, this is logical and acceptable, we will live a very normal life, very wonderful, satisfying life. We will be pragmatic, we will do things that work, and we'll find ourselves very acceptable among our peers, very acceptable in the world. Now, people who are extraordinary, people who reach out beyond the norm, these are the people who, when their teacher opened the door for them, they rushed in and dashed in and said, wow, what a wonderful new illuminating experience this is, wow. And then they came up with the great inventions, the great music, the great plays, the great literature. They came up with the great ideas. They came up with concepts that may not have been acceptable too. The theory of evolution was certainly not acceptable, but it was a belief. And today it goes back and forth. And it doesn't matter. It stimulates the brain, it stimulates the mind, it stimulates us to look within and find the magic that's there. The magic that's within us maybe is in everybody. It's not maybe, but it is in everybody. The magic in us is in everyone. The allness that there is in us and is in everyone. The universal omniscience, the all-knowledge of the universe, is available in everyone. The omnipotence, the power to carry it out, the decision, the self-discipline to do that, it's in everyone too. The determination to do it, that's in everyone too. but in varying degrees. Now, the difference between a man, a woman, a child who finds himself, and a man, woman, or child who makes a success of their life in this world may be somewhat different. The person who makes a success of their life oftentimes is the person who has sort of gone along with what the average people have done, what the norm is, the acceptable. And the people who are the strange ones, these are the ones who dream the impossible dream. These are the ones who have the wild thoughts. Sometimes they say them when they shouldn't, but most of the time, if they can keep them to themselves and let them germinate, let them develop within their heart and soul, in their mind and being, the thoughts will come to fruition. And if they never do, that's okay, because they have come to fruition in the mind of the person who's thinking them. And that is a glorious thing. That's why we say dream. Dream your most wonderful dream. And if that dream ever comes true, if it becomes a manifestation on this level of consciousness, that's great. And if that dream never comes true, you dreamed it. You had it. I dreamed it. I have so many dreams, so many wonderful concepts in my mind. I live in that awareness. I don't catalog them. Whenever my mind happens to be thinking in a certain venue, whenever I happen to be thinking in a certain direction, zip, these beautiful dreams come up that are in that direction. And then a moment later, I can turn to another direction, and again, beautiful dreams come up in that direction. And I can turn to a million zillion directions, and each time, beautiful dreams that are unique for that particular direction come into my consciousness. And you say, how could we possibly live all of those beautiful directions in this lifetime? Well, we don't. We live on many dimensions. We live in many areas. There are bodies within bodies within bodies within bodies, and ad infinitum. It is beyond anything that we could ever comprehend. And so rather than trying to comprehend the incomprehensible, be the incomprehensible. Live the incomprehensible. Let yourself enjoy each one of these wonderful, magnificent adventures. And as you enjoy each one of these wonderful and magnificent adventures, they become exciting for you. Our teachers are mere door openers, wonderful as they are. And it is for us to walk into that door and find there all the drama, all the magic, all the imagination, all the dreams that lay within our being, lay within our consciousness, that lie there waiting for us to accept them. They're our dreams. No one else can ever have those dreams. They may have similar dreams or similar concepts, but never our dream. For our dream is made up of who we are, how we have looked at life, how we look at life, how we think the time and timelessness of all, how we think they are, and how we put them together as building blocks, like a child would take the blocks and make a street, a castle, a house, a car, anything out of blocks. And totally irrational. Totally irrational. You cannot make a car out of blocks. It has square wheels. But to a child, that makes no difference. It's the concept. And then the child goes on to be an inventor, designer, creator of automobiles. And he takes the things that he's worked with as building blocks, and he puts them together again, this way and that way, and this way and that way, easily done. And he finds, hey, there are some aspects of putting my car together I'd never considered. Why don't I do it this way? And so then, with round wheels and with the proper type of management inside the car, he brings about a beautiful idea. Oh, what a glorious idea. Better than any engineer has ever thought of to this day. And then, as with all geniuses, as with all people who have found their allness, he flits off to another dream. He has had his adventure in his mind with the dream that he had, and he's fulfilled. And now he's off to another one. Oh, once in a while he may tell others about his dream, and they may work with him to develop that dream, just like Stefan and his magic water and his magic light. It'll probably become a wonderful dream. It is a dream. And now, perhaps it'll develop into something since he has contacted other people who are interested in what he is interested in. Dreams do not have to be manifest to come true. Dreams come true in our mind, in our heart, in our life, in our affairs, in our being. We are just magical beings because we live our dreams. And when the dreams are outwardly manifest, that's lovely too. But then it stops, usually. Once a dream is outwardly manifest, it stops because the dreamer is no longer interested in that project. He goes on to other dreams, other magical ideas that flood through his mind wanting to come forth. And he is unlimited as he reaches out and experiences them. Teachers open the door, but I must enter in by myself. And when I enter in by myself, I am alone, living in a mystery land, a dream land, a wonderland, a magic land of ideas and concepts. And whether I bring that concept into manifestation in my human experience or whether I live it in my mind, make no difference. They are mine. And my teachers led me there. Most often it's the teacher within ourselves that leads us there. But sometimes there is an outer teacher. But whoever that teacher is, it's not they that is important. It is where they lead us and what we do with what we find with where they lead us. Open that door inside of yourself today and have a lot of fun, because the Absolute Philosopher is always coming up with new ideas, thinking new thoughts, and enjoying life to the fullest. I love you. I love you. I love you.